lead to his suicide. So that was something that had, I mean, Miller always felt that it's one thing to describe an idea, but a play had to be the emotion, had to create the atmosphere on stage. And that's what he did. A lot of American theater, influenced by the cinema to some degree, was a lot of exposition. And what he made happen on stage magically with the help of great actors and Kazan, Ilya Kazan, was this sort of overwhelming sense of alternating sense of exhilaration and exhaustion, which is, I think, is what capitalism, and certainly what he thought capitalism.
Do you think the audience was feeling that exhaustion?
What?
Do you think that original audience was feeling that exhaustion?
I think they were living it. I think that that's what it identified in them. And in great theater, what, you know, we have very, very few words for pain. And that's one of the reasons why theater is valuable, is it sort of names our pain and our loss in a way that the culture tends to, for various obvious reasons, dissociate from. So it was a shock. And the shock, Miller and Kazan were standing backstage and the play ended and there was nothing. There was no sound. There was nothing. And then, I mean, the actors were backstage waiting to take their bows and there was nothing there. And then suddenly, you know, it exploded and they knew how.